A donut economy for dummies. When I first heard of the donut economy, all I could think of was blocked arteries and Krispy Kreme, and I thought, no thanks, none of that for me, not good for the figure. So thinking, licking my lips while thinking about what a donut could do for an economy, I then had a light bulb moment that caused me to reconsider. It would seem that the concentric rings mimic a lifebelt, a life-saving device if you're drowning in water. It keeps you buoyant and staying afloat. So, to follow all of that, and with a degree of disappointment, I see that a Krispy Kreme donut could be the booster we need for the economy of the future, the compass for human prosperity in the 21st century. I have to say, that didn't actually sit very easy with me. I get the bit about the concentric rings representing the social foundation that ensures no one is falling short on life's essentials, and the thing about the other ring representing the ecological ceiling, ensuring that humanity does not collectively overshoot the planetary boundaries that protect Earth's life-supporting systems. But struth, now I can't get Krispy Kreme out of my head. Struth, Kate Raworth. This comparison is like Alliance for Noncompliance when it comes to healthy eating and well-being. And then it comes to me, the vegan donut economy. Global, local, Aussie at its core. The economy that belongs here. A wattle seed flower donut with native bush plums and bush honey. And what's more, representing our commitment to diversity, there's some introduced deliciousness that nourishes us with biodynamic chocolate, cashew milk and organic cinnamon. And I know now that this is so right. The vegan donut recipe is the brown night earth mother who will lead us to our new circular economy. Okay, so now on another note, I'd like to replace the irreverence and idiocy with a contemporary reference to the donut economy. A yummy vegan donut incorporates everything that is important to humans' well-being. Think of the empty space in the middle as the chocolate, containing everything humans need to thrive and survive, to be in a safe space and to be nourished and to flourish. Being circular, it combines environmental boundaries with social boundaries, and it respects nature, every living being within it, as well as the planet's well-being. The next ring is the safe and just space for humanity and for a move to the distributive and regenerative economy. It's where these things can happen and where you can imagine a future that nurtures you. And then, inevitably, the music changes and becomes dramatic. The chocolate and the sweetness of the plums are gone and you're in the extractive wild. Not the going bush wild. There's nothing natural about this wild. It's manufactured and unreal, and it's dangerous and congealed, and the people are beguiled and think this is what life is supposed to look like. And as the cinnamon slips off the edges, if you take a closer look, all you can see is change, loss, and depletion. And is it that we're just watching our own destruction?